It's time for Lawrence County Basketball on WAKO. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, and Wabash General Hospital. Lawrence County Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO.
Good evening, basketball fans, and sorry for the delay. We were having some technical difficulties. Hopefully we'll have those worked out in the near game. We are already into the fierce period of action. The Lady Indians are up on the Lady Salukis as Schick drives through the basket and is fouled on her way up to the line to 2-2. Foul will go against number 3, Hannah Murray, her first foul, team's first. 5 minutes, 18 seconds left in the first period. Starting for the Lady Indians will be Chaley Schick, Alexis Petty, Jaylee Akers, Sarah Joins, and Higginbotham. Get the starters for Red Hill Salukis, Lady Salukis here in just a minute as Schick missed both of them. Bowershock gets the rebound. She's taking it up for herself, gets it across the timeline, guarded there by Akers. Looks like Indians are in a man-to-man defense here. And Bowershock tried to pass it off to Schreer and throws it out of bounds. It will be turnover, Lady Salukis to the Lady Indians. Starters for the Lady Salukis, Bowershock, Schreer, Street, Murray, and Robinson. Petty with the ball now in the corner, guarded there by Schreer. Passes it off there to Akers, back up top, swinging it around to Schick at the top of the key. Guarded there by Murray. Drives the lane, tries to put it up. Blocked there by Street. Robinson gets the rebound, outlet to Murray. Murray bringing it up the floor. Guarded there by Higginbotham. Looks like they're still in man-to-man. Passes off to Street on the right wing. Street bring it inside, picks up a dribble, down low to Robinson. Robinson back up the Street. Street drives the lane, puts it up and in off the glass for two. Lady Salukis still down by one. That's the fourth to Joins. Joins up and in for two. Akers with the pass there, shoots it up to Joins. She puts it in. Lady Indians up 5-2 now. Sure on the inbound, cross court to Murray. Murray gets it up the floor to Robinson. Robinson looking down low, Street wide open. Pump fake, puts it up, but called for the travel. Turnover to the Lady Indians. Petty checks out, and so does Schreer. Coming in for Schreer was number, we'll get her name here in just a minute. Number 21 foul there by Alyssa Street. Get those names here in just a second. Coming in for the Lady Indians, number 21, Sydney Williams. She goes to the line to shoot two. First free throw up and on its way is good. And in for the Lady Indians is number 24, Lytle. 3:57 to go here in the first period. Second free throw up on its way and good. 7-2 now the score on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Bowershock looking now. Full court press put on by the Lady Indians. Hannah Murray bringing it across the timeline, guarded by Higginbotham. Bringing it to the left side, crosses her up. Now into the middle, picks up a dribble, passes off to Robinson. Robinson into the corner to Bowershock. Stock pulls up for three, no good off the mark. Rebound comes away to Akers. Akers on the fast break, all the way, nobody there. Up and in for two. Akers with five on the night. She had a three-pointer earlier before we got on there. Bowershock now trying to break this 2-4 press with Hannah Murray. Hannah Murray calls him back. Schick now guarding Murray. Murray dribbling out near the volleyball line. Gets his right side to Lytle. Lytle with it on the right wing. Up top to Robinson. Robinson down low to Bowershock. Bowershock out to Murray. Wide open just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound frames away to Joins. Joins up court to Schick. Schick trying to make a fast break. Murray puts her hands up. No good. And Williams got the rebound. Tried to go. Got a rebound again. Outlet to Higginbotham. Up the three-throw line to Joins. In and out. No good. Robinson on the rebound. Going to outlet to Murray. Murray bringing it up court by herself this time. Gets it across the timeline. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Lida with it on the right wing. Up top to Robinson. Robinson down low to Bowershock. Snuck in behind there. Fouled on the shot. She will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against number 24. Sarah joins her first foul. Team second, I believe. Or no, that would be team first. Bowershock at the line shooting two. First free throw is up and good. Spears coming into the game for the Lady Saluki. She will check in for Lytle. Petty coming back in along with, if I get her number, 20. That is, no, that was Petty that came in. Second free throw by Bowershock is good. That was number 33 who also came in. Edwin in the corner to Akers swings it around up top. Top of the key to Higginbotham, drains the three-pointer. Higginbotham with her first 3 points of the night. 12-4 now in favor of the Indians. Schreer gets it across the timeline. Jump stop inside the three-point line. No good off the mark. Akers battles to the rebound, gets it up court quickly. He's going to drive the lane, kick it out to Petty. Petty from inside the three-point line. No good. Akers with the rebound, looking for help near the baseline. Gets up top. Higginbotham's going to try again. No good. Just short. Ball batted out, or they're going to be a sort of foul on the floor. Foul's going to go against Lunchley, against Bedwell. That'll be Hooker's foul, team second. Red Hill inbound, Schreer gets it, up court to Bowershock. They break the full court press, down low to Street, and she second-guessed herself there and called for the travel. Looked like she was trying to pass it off, but got caught up in some traffic. Higginbotham hits Akers in the corner. She pulls up for three. No good. Petty gets the rebound up top to Higginbotham. Higginbotham gets the screen from Akers. Jump stops at the elbow. Up no good off the string box. Williams with the put back. No good. Higginbotham jumps in. Gets the board. Up top to Petty. Petty wide open. Three-pointer. No good. Schreer chases down the rebound. She's going to bring it up for herself. Trying to get a fast break here. She's stopped there by Williams. Picks up her dribble, needing some help. Gets it from Street. Street with it out on the right wing, down in the corner to Murray. Murray brings it back up top to Bowershock. She's going to pull up the three. No good off the front of the rim. Petty with the rebound. Outlet to Higginbotham. Up court quickly to Akers. Akers up top to Bedwell. She's going to pull up the three. In and out, no good. Murray with the rebound. She's going to bring it up herself. Gets it across the timeline. He's up left side, drives inside, kicks it out to Schreer. She's just inside the three-point line. No good. Bedwell on the rebound. Akers with it now with 44 seconds to go. Drives the lane in some traffic up. No good. Sets away into the hands of Murray. Murray fast break, 2-on-1. Hands it off there to Street. Drives the lane. Almost lost it, but foul called there. The Red Hill ball out of bounds. Their own basket. Foul will go against number 10, Higginbotham. Her first foul, team's third. Checking out of the game, Jaylee Akers. Checking in for her, number 14, Jaylee Schick. 33 seconds to go. Schreer will inbound it. Gets it in to Murray. Murray on the right wing. He's directing traffic. He can bring it up top. Gets it up top. Gets to the left side to Robinson. Robinson guarded there by Schick. Gets away there by Higginbotham, but Street gains control. 20 seconds to go, hands it off to Murray in the backcourt. Brings it back across the timeline. Murray looking to take the last shot, passes off to Robinson. 10 seconds to go here in the first period. Bowershock looking now, drives the lane, shut down there, passes it out to Schreer. 4 seconds to go, she's driving right side, out to Murray. Lost control with 1 second out of bounds. It will be Lawrenceville basketball. 12-4 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lady Indians in the lead. Abby Higginbotham gets it up court, and time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lady Indians going to the first quarter of action, up 12-4 to the Lady Slokies. You're listening to Lawrenceville basketball right here on WAKO.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic, as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Pearl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Welcome back, basketball fans. Lady Indians start the second period of action out with the basketball. Higginbotham brings it to the right side, hands it off to Teddy. Little swing action. Williams drives the lane, puts it up, no good. Gets the rim rebound. Putback is good. Lynch with the board and the bucket.
Good play there by Williams to get it open.
Murray trying to break this 4-4 press. Gets it across court to Bowerstock. Bowerstock jumps off, picks up the drift, passes off to Schreer. Schreer driving right side, wide open lane, puts it up. Off the spring box, no good. Battle for the rebound on the floor. Jump ball called. It will stay with the Lady Salukis. Checking into the game for the Lady Salukis is Lytle. She will come in for Robinson. Robinson checks out, and looks like Lawrenceville is going to get a couple players in there, too. It looks like Akers and Joins coming back in as Higginbotham and Williams check out of the game. Shreel will inbound it just to the left of their basket. 14-4 is the score in favor of Lady Indians. Street almost lost control there. Battle for the ball there with Petty. Jump ball called. It will be Lady Indian basketball.
See a lot of sloppy ball here right now, Ryan. And both teams are trying to find the groove right now, and Marshall has the edge right now.
Yes, both teams not quite found their move yet. As Taylor Schick drives and makes the basket and fouled all the way up. We will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. And as we were looking before the game was starting, both teams are 1-0. Lawrenceville won their first game 59-56 over Mount Carmel. And the Lady Salukis beat Oblong. I don't remember that score, but both teams 1-0. It's Kaylee Stick and Bruce on the three-point play.
I believe they beat Oblong 51-48. But the way that Lawrenceville's playing right now compared to Red Hill, Lawrenceville had a lot tougher opponents before it went over.
Murray with it now at the top of the key, dribbling out near the volleyball line. Started there by Petty. Lawrenceville still in man-to-man defense, and Red Hill was called for a three-second violation. So it would be turnover to the Lady Indians. So we're 17-4 in favor of the Lady Indians with 6:50 to go here in the first half. Akers gets it across down low to Joins. Joins looking inside to Bedwell. Bedwell puts it up off the block. No good. Akers jumps in for the rebound. Gets it outside. Gets it up to Joins. Joins fake right. Goes left. Drives the lane. Puts it up. No good. Murray comes away with the rebound. She's going to take it up. Joins coming up behind her. She stops it back out to the volleyball line. Murray dribbling out there. Gets it right side to three. Three with it now. Gets it in the corner. Bowerstock pulls up for three. No good off the rim. Akers gets the rebound, six frames away. Alice there to Petty. Petty back to Akers. Akers guarded there by Bowerstock. She spins her around, drives the lane, puts it in the corner to Bedwell. Bedwell puts up the three ball, no good. Rebound comes away to Street. Street with it now guarded by multiple Lady Indians, and she is fouled. Foul will go against number 30, Jaylee Akers. Her first, team four. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Murray on the inbound, taking her time, bringing it up court. Gets it across the timeline. Sort of there by Schick, right side to Lytle. Lytle looking inside, finds Street, coming, swinging around into the corner to Murray. Murray driving baseline, puts it up, no good, tips around, and off of the Lady Indians, and will be Lady Salukis basketball.
Right now, both teams are still trying to find that groove. Red Hill's been really trapped with that press by Larson's put on, and that's why they've been this 13-point deficit right now.
Bedwell and Akers check out. Williams and Higginbotham checking back into the game. Sure will be the inbounder. Finds Bowerstock on the right wing. Bowerstock dribbling up top, jump stops, pulls up for three, contested, good. Ball comes into the hands of Schick. She gets the rebound. She's going to bring it up before it gets across court to Petty into the corner to Williams. Williams pump fake, drives the lane, stolen away there by Lytle. Lytle hands it off to Murray. Murray will bring it up before with 5.20 to go on the best way to press scoreboard. Right side of the street into the corner to Bowershock. She fakes right, comes in the lane, hands off to Lytle. Lytle tries to pass down the street, stolen away there by Higginbotham. Higginbotham bringing it up full fast. He drives lane, passes out to Schick from the right wing, no good. Off the mark. Bowershock with the rebound, hands it off to Murray. Murray's going to bring it up the floor. Nobody around her. She gets it across the timeline. She run out near the volleyball line. Picks up her dribble, needing help. Schick putting on some pressure. Nobody around there. And Murray calls for 5 seconds. And then turn over there, it'll be Lady Union basketball. As joins checks out along with Petty. Checking in for them is Akers and Bedwell. Lytle checking out for the Lady Salikis. Checking in for her is number 2, Sanders. Not sure on the first names. We do not have programs as well, so bear with us. As Higginbotham loses control and throws it out of bounds, it'll be Lady Saliki basketball. Lady Saliki is having a little bit of trouble here. I mean, only being their second game, they're showing a lot of promise. And Lady Indians just showing that they've got a little bit more experience as they got multiple seniors out there.
You know, experience over of youth is actually a lot better. And so far, Bowershock right now has the ball, has not had a good game right now. Like, there's 4 three-pointers right now that could have almost tied the game.
Three with it now down low. Then moves up and off the glass. No good. Bedwell on the rebound. Sanders trying to get in there, trying to bat it away. And they're going to say it was off of Higginbotham, and it's going to be white ball. So Sanders making a good defensive play there for the Lady Saliki. Schreer will inbound the ball, looking for somebody to get open, and throws it off of Williams out of bounds, and it will stay Lady Saliki basketball. 4:03 to go, 17-4 in favor of the Lady Indians on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Schreer finally tries to throw it in, almost going away there by Schick. Bowershock gets it, and she makes it across the timeline. Guarded double team there. Finds Murray, swings around to Schreer, pulls up for the three-pointer. No good, but fouled on the shot. Schreer will go to the line to shoot three. That foul will go against number 21, Sydney Williams, her first team fifth. Only 3 fouls against the Lady Saliki here tonight as number 5, Macy Schreer, is at the line, shooting 3. First one on the way, got it to fall. 17-5 now, the score in favor of the Lady Indians. They'll have 2 more here. Schreer taking her time at the free throw line. Second one is up, in and out, no good. Tonight's game brought to you by Coral Richmond Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Leggett Lumber, Daisy State Bank, your community, your bank. Schreer's third one, off the spring box, no good. Bedwell with the rebound, quickly getting it up for Schick into the corner to Akers. Akers driving the lane, puts up a hook shot, no good. Gets her own rebound, put back is good. Akers really driving the boards and getting her own rebounds and getting some points here tonight.
And so far, Akers is leading this team right now with 7 points. More points than what the Spooks have been able to put on the board right now.
Murray with the ball, cross court to Sanders, drives the lane, splits two defenders, puts it up off the glass, no good. Williams on the rebound, up court to Schick. Schick almost lost some school there, got it back. Started there by Murray, back up top to Higginbotham, wide open three, no good. Schreer with the rebound, 2-on-1 now, Schreer. Guarded by Higginbotham and Schick. Goes all the way down court. No good on the shot. Murray got the rebound. Putback was no good. And it will be out of bounds to the Lady Saliki. Foul goes against number 33. I believe that's Bedwell. Her second team six. Schreer inbounds to Murray. Up top to Bowersock. Bowersock swings it back around to Murray. Murray bringing it back up top to key. Swings it to Sanders. Sanders bringing it inside the street. Street spins, puts it down low. Bowershock with it now. Baseline throws it off of Bedwell.
and it will stay white ball. Lady Salukis will take it out underneath her own basket just to the right of this. 2:46 to go. 19-5 is the score in favor of the Lady Indians. Bower Sox pulls up a three-pointer, no good, off the rim. Williams stretches to the rebound. Out of the cut court to Akers in the corner stick. Splits two defenders. Underhand shot underneath the basket, no good. Schreer comes away with the rebound. Sanders. Sanders comes away with the rebound. Hands it off to Marie. Marie taking her time there. Top of the key. Passes it off to Sanders. Sanders with it now. Picks up a dribble. Guarded by Schick. Hands off to Bower Sox. Splits two defenders. Jump shot inside. No good. Hayden Boston with the rebound. Up court to Schick. Schick goes all the way to the basket. Rings around the toilet bowl and in. 21-5. Now they're still on the Best Way Express Bowl. They were 4-4 press put on by the Lady Indians. Schreer and Murray breaking that. Gets the Bower Sox out in the midcourt. Hands it back off to Murray. 1:50 to go here in the first half. Murray pulls up just inside the three-point line. No good. Williams on the rebound. Now let's go. Schick. Schick bringing it all the way. Back to back out. Murray stops her there. Schick up top to Bedwell. Bedwell comes right side. Going to drive the lane all the way up. And no good on the shot. But looks like Sanders will be called for the blocking foul. I believe that is her Purcell team four. So Bedwell will go to the line to shoot two.
Plus foul there. Took an elbow to the face. She's still got the blocking foul up against her. Let's see what she can do.
Bedwell at the line shooting two. First one on the way. Got it to fall.
Working at Toyota Boshoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Boshoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Boshoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Boshoku.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tune from Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student-athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student-athletes through Philippians 4:13, everything through Christ who gives me strength. Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Sorry, we lost connection there. Lytle put up a shot. No good. Before we lost connection, Akers buried a three, making the score 28-6 now. 16.9 seconds to go. Sanders will go to the line to shoot two here. Sanders' first time at the free throw stripe. First one on the way. Got it full. Checking into the game is Williams coming back in as Jones will take a seat. 28-7 now the score in favor of the Lady Indians. Sanders at the line shooting two, hit the first one. Second one on the way, got it to fall. Now it looks like Coach Schick wants a timeout. We'll take one too. Timeout's brought to you by Amberall Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, basketball fans. Lady Indians are leading it 28-8.
Right now on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 16 seconds to go before the end of the first half. Akers taking her time bringing it up to court. Bower Sox going to pick her up there at half court. Akers gets across the timeline, goes left side, 5 seconds to go. Down low to Williams. Williams puts it up, no good, in and out. Trier on the rebound, hands it off to Murray. Murray throws it up the floor, but time expired on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lady Indians going to the locker room here at halftime, up 28-8 over the Lady Flukies. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At KC State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at KC State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, KC State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, basketball fans, here at halftime at the Dogtown, where the Lady Indians have taken control of the game on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 28-8. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Boggart. Joe, I appreciate you stepping in. We were kind of like basketball season, kind of short notice and last-minute things, but I appreciate you stepping in and going along on this long and amazing ride this season. But we'll go ahead and you got a few stats there. Again, they're unofficial, not much. Kind of first game things and trying to get all the kinks worked out, but go ahead.
So for Red Hill, Sanders has only 2 points of two free throws she made. Hannah Murray had one free throw, and that's all she had. Kate Bowersock had two free throws she made, but she was 0 for 6 from three-point land. Number 5 for Red Hill also had a point. She made a free throw. And 2 points for number 13 from Red Hill. And then on the Ron Marshall side, a lot more scoring there. Jaylee Akers led the way. She was 2 for 4 from the two-point land, 2 for 2 from 2 for 4 from 3 there. No free throw. She had 10 points. 7 points of Taylor Schick. She had 2. 3 for 7. Made a free throw. 2 points for both Bedwell and Joyne. And 3 points for Higginbottom for that 3. So, Ryan, what are you seeing right now? You've seen a lot of misses for Red Hill and a lot more baskets going in for Marshall?
Just a lot of inconsistency right now for Red Hill. They're just trying to get in the swing of things. They obviously had a win over Oblong, I'm assuming last week or here earlier in the week. And Lawrenceville just they've just got more experience. I mean, they kind of got the scoring a little bit more scattered with Jaylee Akers, Traylee Schick, and Higginbotham. That all I believe most of them are seniors, but. Just a lot of experience, and I know some of those girls, they play year-round basketball. They do some traveling teams along with many other sports. So just great athletes there coming from Lawrenceville side. And Red Hill, they've got some athletes on their bench, on their roster as well. But they've just got a lot of inconsistency, a lot of grouping down there. They just can't seem to break this Lawrenceville man-to-man defense they got going on along with their full-court press.
So quick little rundown. So Red Hill is 1 from 11 from 2-point. 3-point land are 0 for 9. And they're 1, 2, 4, 6 for 10 from the free throw stripe. But on the other side, Lawrenceville is 7 from 20 for 2 points. 3 for 8 from downtown and 5 for 7 from free throw land. So you can see the inconsistency there. 3 is to none. Both has almost the same amount there, but the inconsistencies, young team, it's going to be growing pains all season, so we'll see what they can do on the latter half of the stretch and maybe make it around the LSU tourney.
And that's like a halftime stat. Again, on the Best Way Express Global, Lady Indians leading it 28-8. Halftime sponsor, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. We'll go ahead and take another break and be back here in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on the Ledger.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCU.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50 gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance Water Heater right for you.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jill Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take, visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Welcome back, basketball fans. Coming out of halftime, Lady Indians are up 28-8. So we will see if the Lady Slukies can swing things around and come back out and make a run.
Scott Bowersock is really excited. She made a deep two over here on this baseline. She really needs to heat up if this team wants to win along with Hannah Murray.
Lady Saluki starting out the second half with the basketball. Robinson will inbound. Looks like they got all their starters back into the game to start the second half. Murray gets the inbound in the backcourt, brings it across the timeline, guarded by Akers. Crosses her up, brings it back, goes cross court to Bowersock, drives the lane, puts up an 8-footer, no good. Akers on the rebound, goes for the fast break, drives the lane, backs it out to Joins. Joins on the miss. Puts it up, missed. Street got the rebound. Murray brings it up to her. Hagenbaum picking her up. Tries to drive inside the lane. Streeter over to Robinson on the left wing. Robinson back up top to Bowersock. Bowersock swings it around to Streeter. Streeter drives up top. Drops it down low into Street. Stolen away there by Akers up court to Petty. Petty's driving left side all the way to the basket, up and in for the first two of the game. Pass. It's going to take me some time to get in the swing from football lingo to basketball lingo, Joe.
Hey, it's going to be all right. I'm along for the journey with you, so.
7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Down low to Street. Street cross court to Murray. Murray on the left corner drives baseline inside the Street on the floor. Up and no good on the shot. Higginbotham with the rebound up court to Petty. Petty picked up there by Schreer up top to Higginbotham. Pulls up for the three. Buries it. Hagenbotham with her first three of the half. 33-8. Now the score in favor of the Lady Indians. 6:30 to go. Murray takes the time, brings it across the timeline. Right side to Schreer. Schreer up top to Bowersock. Bowersock drives left side all the way into the lane. Uncontested. Puts it up and in. And one. Bowersock will go to the line to have a shot at the old-fashioned three-point play. 33-10 in favor of the Lady Indians. Foul goes against number 10, Higginbotham, who's second, team's first of the half.
This will be Bowersock, hopefully her moment is going to kick her back into the groove here. Hopefully she can get going for the sweep.
And Bowersock buries that free throw, converts on the old-fashioned three-point play. Akers brings it up for drives the lane, in and out, buries the two bucket. Little flutter shot there by Jaylee Akers to add to her total. 35-11 now. Murray brings it up court, picked up by Higginbotham, right side to Bowersock. Cross court pass into the corner to Murray. Murray back up top to Schreer. Lady Slick is really moving the ball around, trying to break up this Lady Indian defense. And Jaylee Akers ties up with Bowersock, jump ball call, and it will be Lady Indian basketball. Lady Indians playing very aggressive here. Akers to Higginbotham. Higginbotham at the top of the key, backs it out, falls into play. Dribbling out near midcourt, drives left side. Schreer stops her, goes inside to Joins. Backdoor pass to Higginbotham, up and good. Joins got the pass inside. Higginbotham flips the two defenders, went backdoor and got the layup. Schreer pulls up for the big three, no good. Petty with the rebound, outlet to Akers. Akers looking up court for the fast break. She's going to drive the lane out to Higginbotham for way downtown, no good. Petty on the rebound, up top to Higginbotham, down low to Joins. Joins puts it up and in off the glass. Joins getting the assist there, 39-11 now the score, just under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Murray drives left side, passes out to Robinson. Robinson picks up a dribble, cross court, intercepted there by Petty. Petty going coast to coast, up and in. Petty getting the steal there on that play. Robinson was trying to go cross court there to Bowersock, and Petty saw it coming a mile away. Murray goes right side to Schreer. Schreer cross court pass to Robinson. Robinson down into the corner to Bowersock. Bowersock up to Schreer. Schreer picks it up at the elbow, down into Street. Street puts it up, no good. Murray comes driving in for the rebound. Gets it back up top to Schreer, just inside the three-point line. No good off the spring box.
Akers with the rebound, passes up towards Higginbotham. Higginbotham backs it out up top to Schick. Schick pulls up for three, missed it. Almost, it did go out of bounds. Higginbotham tried to save it. Robinson will check out of the game as Lytle comes in. 4:04 to go here in the third quarter. 41-11 on the Best Lake Express scoreboard in favor of the Lady Indians. Bowersock with it on the right wing. Stolen away there by Akers as she tried to pass to Lytle, coast to coast. Layup is good. Lady Indians playing very aggressive here in the second half. Bowersock gets across the timeline, picks up the dribble, gets it to Lytle. Lytle driving right side, passes back out to Streeter. Streeter over to Murray. Trying to get some good ball movement here, trying to open something up. Streeter with it now on the right side, down low to Street, sends into the lane, puts it up and in off the glass. Alyssa Street to two there, 43-13, now the score. Higginbotham up court there to Schick, and Schick is called for the travel. Checking in for the Lady Indians is Bedwell and Williams as Petty and Schick take a seat, and Coach Tad Schick wants a timeout. We'll take one too. Timeout brought to you by Umbrella Federal Credit Union. 43-13 on the Best Way Express Road. We'll be back in 30. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
This is Lawrence County Basketball on AM 910, FM 99.3, and 103.1 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, basketball fans. Coming out of the timeout, Lady Indians are up 43-13. Joe, the Lady Indians are just putting it to the Lady Salukis. They're playing very aggressive on defense and really controlling the ball.
They really are. Akers and Petty both had a steal and coast-to-coast layup right now, and they're just hard to stop. I mean, the Red Hill Salukis just scoring better here to start the second half, but not really getting anything on defense.
Lady Salukis will have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Murray bringing it up court. Akers and Higginbotham taking her up at half court. Gets it in the corner to Schreer. Schreer back up top to Murray. Murray swings it around, gets it to Lytle. Lytle tried to go over the top, and Akers jumped right in, got the steal and the layup. Fouled on the layup, counted, and won. Akers got the steal as Lytle was trying to pass in between her and Murray. The Akers just stepped right in, took it away, and got the layup. 45-13 now in favor of Lady Indians. Akers for the old-fashioned three-point play, no good. Rebound comes into the hands of Spear. Spear gets across the timeline, closes it up, crosses it past Bowersock. Bowersock cross court, stolen away there by Williams. Williams going to try and go coast to coast, puts it up, no good on the layup. Ball is on the floor and battle for it now. Jump ball called, and it will be the Lady Salukis basketball. Lady Salukis just not seeing that the Lady Indians are everywhere. They're on defense.
And so far right now, Jaylee Akers has got 20 points before the Red Hill Salukis are going to be able to. Lady Salukis are.
Schreer with it in the corner and picks up a dribble. Gets it up top to Lytle, into the corner to Murray. Baseline jumper, no good. Williams on the rebound, batted away and out of bounds. And it will be Lady Indian basketball, last touch by the Salukis. Akers will inbound it, bring it up court, passes off to Higginbotham, gets it across the timeline, over to Schick on the left wing. Lady Salukis still in a man-to-man defense. Akers with it, stolen away there by Murray as she's trying to pass it back. Murray with it now, she gets the left side Bowersock. Bowersock tries to split two defenders, tipped away by Higginbotham into the hands of Akers. Akers jumped from the elbow, no good. Rebound comes to Hannah Murray. Murray outlet there to Bowersock. Bowersock trying to beat the defense, dribbles off the foot, picks it up, gets it to Murray. Murray back to Bowersock. Jumper from the top of the key, buries the three-pointer. Bowersock on the big three there. 45-16 in favor of the Lady Indians. Chick with him in the corner. Gets it back up top to Aces. Aces looking inside. Finds Williams. Tipped away there by Schreer. Hannah Murray gets it. Brings it up court. Gets across timeline to Bowersock. Bowersock goes baseline. And Kaylee Schick will be called for the foul. The Lady Slinky basketball here out of bounds on the own basket. Eddie will check back in as Aces checks out. That will be Schick's second foul. She's second of the half. Schreer will inbound the ball. Gets it into Murray up top. Swings it to Bowersock. Bowersock pulls up for another one. No good. Hagen Boston stretches for the rebound up court quickly to Schick. Schick drives all the way to the right side. Puts it up. Hook shot. No good. Williams and Bowersock battling for it, and it will stay Indian basketball. The ball was called, and it will be Lady Indian basketball as there's a little confusion there on the floor. Teddy will inbound it. Gets it into Schick, up top to Bedwell. Swings it around, back to Petty in the corner for the three. In and out, no good. Williams tipped it into the hands of Lytle. As Lytle was trying to pass it off, she is called for the travel, which just 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Lady Indians will retain possession of the basketball just to the left of their basket. 45-16 is the score in favor of the Lady Indians. Petty looks for somebody to get into. He finds Bedwell. Back to Petty in the corner. Gets it back to Bedwell from the right wing. No good. Off the mark. Higginbotham tries to go baseline after the rebound. No good. Batted out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Indians. It'll be Lady Slicky basketball.
Right now, you're just looking for potential and your growth for this team. For Lady Slicky is right now, Lawrenceville could be a powerhouse in the LSC conference for women's basketball.
Bowersock for three. No good. Rebound comes away into the hands of Higginbotham. Higginbotham going to go coast to coast and fouled on her way up by Hannah Murray. Higginbotham will go to the line to shoot two more. Higginbotham called for her second foul, team's second of the half. 34 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Lady Indians lead it 45-16 on the best rate for a scoreboard. Higginbotham at the line shooting two. First one is up, no good. Tonight's game brought to you by Rutgers Candy, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Bill Dobson Food. Adoption deal is a better deal. Higginbotham missed the first one. Second one is up and on the way. Off the Springbok, no good. Williams stretches for the rebound. Gets it out. Stolen away. Almost there by Schreer. Schick goes down low to Williams. Williams puts it up off the glass. No good. Ball batted out. Petty picks it up. Swings it to Higginbotham from the top of the key. Buries the three. She didn't get the two, but she got the three ball there. Got one more on top of it. 48-16. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Murray gets across the timeline. Over the head to Bowersock into the corner to Schreer. Schreer pulls up for three. No good. Schick on the rebound. 1 second left. And time expires on the best way to stretch scoreboard. Lady Indians will go into the fourth quarter up 48-16 on the best way to stretch scoreboard. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, basketball fans, here for the final quarter of action here. Lady Slicky dominating, Lady Indians dominating the Lady Slicky 48-16. Lady Slicky have the ball to start out the fourth quarter. Murray gets it in, picked up by Akers, passes off to Schreer. Schreer back to Bowersock. Looks like the Lady Indians might be in a zone defense here. Greer down low to Lytle. Pulls up for a 3-foot. No good. Street on the rebound. No good. Higginbotham gets the rebound up court quickly to Petty. Loses it into the hands of Greer. Greer passes up court to Murray. Murray left side to Bowersock. Almost lost it there. Bowersock lost control, but gets it back up top to Greer. Greer picks up his dribble. Back to Murray. Murray left side to Bowersock. Bowersock back up top to Schreer. Schreer drives the lane, throws up a shot, no good. Foul on the way up. She will go to the line to shoot two. Fouling against number 24. Joins her third, team third. So Schreer at the line to shoot two here. First one on the way. Got it to fall. And it looks like a continuous clock here. 48-17 now. It's Coach Schick getting in a new five, so bear with us as we will get the name as we can. We'll get those names as we go along. Bear with us, like I said. No roster, so we're working with what we got as Schreer hits the second one. Belleville gets across court. Pulls up for his three, was number 32, Oliveria, got the three bucket, her first three of the night, just checking into the game. Murray, left side to Bowersock. Bowersock up top to Schreer. Schreer drives right side to Murray. Murray up top to Bowersock, trying to get some good ball movement against this Indian defense. Bowersock pulls up from the left wing, short, no good. Rebound batter's away, picked up by Street. Jump ball called, and it will be the last basketball. Checking in for Street is number 25, Grismer, coming back into the game. Bringing the ball up court is Belleville. Belleville gets it across the timeline. Goes left side to number 34, that is Reed. Loses control and goes out of bounds. Turnover, it will be Lady Slicky basketball. Lady Indians leading it 51-18, 5:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Schreer with it on the right side, pass it up top to Bowersock. Back to Schreer. Schreer cross-court pass to Murray. Murray back up top. Bowersock dribbling left side, closed down, brings it back to Schreer. Schreer wide open three-pointer, no good. Reed gets the rebound, going to bring it up court herself, passes off to Belleville. Belleville brings it back to the volleyball line up top of the key. Passes off to Oliveria. Dribbling right side and called for the carry. Checking into the game for the Lady Salukis as Schreer takes the seed is Sanders. Sanders coming back in. We're sorry. Not Schreer. It was Lytle who checked out. Murray bringing across timeline right side to Sanders. Sanders back up top to Bowersock. Belleville almost got a hand on it. Bowersock from 3 foot out, no good. Rebound comes away to Mendenhall. Belleville with an out cross-court pass to Oliveria. No good on the three-pointer. Schreer gets the rebound. Trying to get the fast break on him, going coast to coast. Puts it up and no good off the glass. She was fouled on the left. She would go to the free throw line to shoot two more. Foul goes against number 3, Haley Belleville, for the Lady Indians. Her first team fourth. Schreer back at the line shooting two with 3:55 to go. First one on the way, got a call. 51-19 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Tonight's game brought to you by Best Way Express, Cunningham Young Funeral Home. People say bank in Toyota Bushiki, Illinois, as Schreer hits the second one. Belleville gets it up court. Belleville with it now again. Back to Oliveria. She dribbles right side. Back to Belleville. Belleville over to Mendenhall. Mendenhall tried to throw it down low. Schreer steals it away. Poked away there by Mendenhall into the hands of Belleville. Belleville gets across the timeline up to Reed. Reed pulls up from the elbow. No good. Garza gets the rebound. He is baseline, dribbles back out, loses control into the hands of Bowersock. Bowersock hands it off to Murray. Murray gets it across the timeline, goes right side to Sanders. Sanders, the ball up. Bowersock with it now just inside the three-point line, no good. He needs to get the rebound to throw it away. Hannah Murray picks it up. She dribbles inside. Back out to Schreer. Schreer eyed it, passed it off. Sanders with it now on the left side. Drives the baseline. And Lady Indians calls for the holding. Looks like the Lukies are going to get a couple of players in there. Foul will go against number 32, Jessica Oliveria. Checking out is Macy Schreer and Bowerstock. Coming in for them is number 20, Grismer, and number 55. Not sure how to say that name, but we'll get a pronunciation eventually. Murray with it now. Goes right side to Grismer. Grismer puts it up. Good. Mendenhall gets the rebound. Belleville will bring it up for just under 2 minutes to go. Belleville swings it around. Some good ball handling out there. Passes off to Reed just inside the three-point line. No good. Garza on the rebound. Put back no good, but got it out of bounds by the Lady Slukies. Checking into the game for the Lady Slukies as Hannah Murray takes the seat. Is number 10, Lukens. Reed gets it inbounds to Garza in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline to Belleville. Belleville, right side, gets a screen from Reed. Picks up a dribble. Back to Garza. Garza goes left side to Oliveria. As she drives the basket and is fouled on the way up. She goes to the line, 2-2. Foul goes against Lady Slicky, number 25. Grismer, her first, team third. And she makes the first one, 50 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Lady Indians lead at 52-20. Second one on the way, got them both. 53-20 on the best way to the scoreboard. 35 seconds to go here in the game. Sanders brings it up court, gets across timeline. Batted away there by Belleville. She, ball still loose, trying to pick it up. She finally does with 23 seconds to go. Belleville drives left side, out to Mendenhall. Mendenhall pulls up with a long jumper, no good. Ball batted away. Sanders tried to regain it, kept it in bounds. Reed gets it, 10 seconds to go. She's kicked out of bounds. It will be Lady Slicky basketball. 5 seconds left to go on the continuous clock. Ball inbounded to Sanders. Sanders pulls up from the volleyball line. No good. As time expires on the best way to the scoreboard, Lady Indians win this one 53-20. We'll be right back with the postgame show here in about 2.5 minutes. You're listening to Lawrence County Basketball right here on WAKO.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. Yeah, when you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ, who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, basketball fans. Lady Indians take this rivalry game 53-20 on the Best Play Express scoreboard. It was a well-fought game by both teams. Lady Indians just obviously the better team tonight. They were playing really hard. They were very aggressive out there on the court, and they just had a lot of fast breaks, and Lady Salukis were just having trouble keeping up, and Lady Indians' defense was just all over the place tonight, and they were just shutting them down there towards the end of the game. Whenever the starters were still in, I believe they went to a zone defense for the fourth quarter, but the majority of the game, both teams were in a man-to-man defense, and Lady Salukis just didn't have an answer to the Lady Indians' defense at all. And Joe's figuring up some scores. We will have Coach Tad Schick up here in a few minutes, I believe. He's talking over with his players there in the locker room, and not sure if Coach Gillian will be up here or not, but we will get them as they come out. And Joe is figuring up some stats here. Do you have any, you got some stats for us, Joe?
I got a little bit of stats for us.
Unofficial, of course.
So at halftime, Red Hill was 1 for 11 from two-point and 0 for 9 from 3 and 6 for 10 from free throw line. They ended up 8 for 14 from free throw, 1 for 17 from 3, and 3 for 18 overall. But on the other side for Lawrenceville, they were 7 for 20 at halftime, 3 for 8 from 3 and 5 for 7 from free throw line, my bad. And 82 for 27 is what they finished with. 6 and 11 from 3-point land, 7 for 12 from the free throw line. 16 points by Daly Akers, 4 points by both Petty and Joins, 11 points by Higginbottom, 3 threes in that second half.
And that was a quick look at our unofficial stats, of course. We're working with what we got, but head coach Tad Schick of the Lady Indians. Coach, tonight you guys are just a more dominant team. You had a little bit more experience there. Daly Akers just crashing the boards left and right, getting rebound after rebound, and had some wide-open threes there. And, I mean, the scoring was just kind of spread out for everybody.
Yeah, I'm pleased about that. We had balanced scoring Monday night at Mount Carmel as well. So, you know, that's what we're looking for this year. I wasn't real happy, and I was kind of concerned coming into this game with a big emotional win Monday against Mount Carmel. We don't beat those guys very often. So I thought they might come in here and have a letdown, and we just didn't come out, and we just weren't ready to play, I didn't think, in the first quarter. Credit Red Hill to that. We didn't shoot the ball very well, but then we picked it up, and we had a big 20-point third quarter that prevailed us to victory.
And the defense was shutting the Lady Salukis down. The Lady Salukis just were unable to drive the lane like they usually do, and they were having an even tougher time just trying to open anything up. And it looked like you went to zone defense there in the fourth quarter as well.
Yeah, we played zone every possession against Mount Carmel except the last two. But Tuesday and Wednesday, we practiced just solely on man-to-man for this game. So that was our game plan, because we know Red Hills has a couple of good shooters, so we wanted to just match up, get a hand in their shooter's face. And then once we got the lead, we have a little 2-3 trapping defense that we haven't used this year that we will have to use later on the season. So we tried that out in the third period, and we got some tip balls and some layups. So overall, I'm pleased.
And very successful there with the third quarter. They were having a tough time there defending that. And Lawrenceville basketball has really, really had a lot of success with their full court presses against their opposing teams, and they just make it tough to.
Yeah, our full court defense isn't necessarily set up to steal. We just try to slow down the opponent, try to make them work hard. And then if you notice, after a couple passes, if we do not get a steal, we just go straight man-to-man and play that in our half-court offense or half-court defense and just try to make the opponents just tough to score. So I think that worked out tonight. The girls, like I said, the girls really picked it up in the second, third period. So it was a good effort tonight.
Well, good job tonight, Coach, and good luck for SC.
Thank you very much.
Head Coach Pat Schick of the Lady Indians. Very pleased with how the Lady Indians did tonight. They won 53-20 over the Lady Slukies on the Best Way Express Gold Award. And not sure if the Lady Slukies head coach will be up here or not. Looks like she's on her way up. And we'll get her thoughts on the game here in just a second. Again, the score 53-20. Here with the Lady Slukies head coach. Coach, not the way you kind of wanted to start out the season. I mean, you had the win over Albemarle, 51-48, I believe the score was, but kind of probably a lot of emotions in tonight's game.
Oh, I don't know there's any more than any other game. I mean, they're just another basketball team. It's not we didn't hit any shots. I mean, this is probably one of our worst shooting nights that we've had in a long time. Our two kids that are pretty good shots just couldn't find anything to go down, and we struggled. I kind of knew we were struggling. You know, they're a very experienced team. They're fast. They're aggressive. And we're a very inexperienced team. I mean, I got two kids with all the experience from last year, and I got one that had a little. But past that, I don't have any of that, and so it was really fast for them. And
yeah,
the physical nature of the game and how quick it was really got in their heads at the beginning of the game and took us out of our game right away.
Like Bowershaw just unable to get as many shots as she usually does.
Yeah, well, we had shots. We just couldn't get them in. I mean, and once, you know, we talked about having a shooter's mentality, and once she missed a couple, it starts to mess your head, and you know, you start to question, and then she got to the bucket there late and got some free throw line and hit one and maybe hit some free throws at the end. And we had a couple chances for Alyssa to finish down low, and we didn't get that done. And it's a combination of things. But, you know, we're young. You know, we're really young. And that equals a rough road.
Yeah, let's work on it and take out of tonight's.
Yeah, and it's not – I tell the kids all the time, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, and there's a long way to go until February. So we'll get in – tomorrow, and we'll go back to work, and you know, we'll try and find things that we can improve on every day.
Well, good job tonight, Coach, and good luck the rest of the season. Lady Slukies head coach and her thoughts on the game, but tonight Lawrenceville was just a better team, as you can see, 53-20 on the Best Way Express school board. And Joe, that will just about do it for us here tonight. Kind of a rough start to the season, but we'll get all the technical difficulties worked out and all the kinks worked out, hopefully by Monday night, where the Red Hill boys basketball team will be taking on the Sisney Tigers, I believe is their mascot, and that will be a home game, so hopefully everybody can come out and support the Red Hill Salukis. Not quite sure where the Lawrenceville boys are playing at. I think it might be a home game as well, not sure, but check your schedules. I'm sure they got one on the school website or maxpreps.com. But that'll just about do it for us here tonight. Thanks to Bill Schroed back at the station, getting us on air and
pushing all the right buttons.
Yeah, pushing all the right buttons just to even get us this far. But Joe, thanks for stepping in, and look forward to the rest of the season. I'm Ryan Seath saying so long.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere.
Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport. Also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. 'Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
You've been listening to Lawrence County basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Bestway Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, and Wabash General Hospital. Lawrence County Basketball brought to you all season long here on WAKO. Lawrenceville, Vincennes.